What's up, everybody? I've got a special episode for you today. Today, I'm going to be going through a book that I just read and the bullet points in the notes that I took. And the book is The One Thing by Gary Keller. Now, I think this is going to be really applicable to all of you and your big goals as you pursue making progress and accomplishing those big goals in your life. Every single one of us have big goals that we're pursuing. But we all have these little things pulling at us, distracting our attention, and keeping us from gaining the momentum that we need to reach that big goal, that one thing. Before we dive into this, I want to let you know about some big updates on my end. So as you know, I've been doing the show, The Daily Real Estate Investor, for about 5 years now. To me, it's been an epic experience. I've gotten to interview some amazing guests, and I've learned so much. I shared my journey of going from broke to financially free. My passive income now outpaces my bills with money left over, and I'm getting to pursue doing the work I love while my real estate business has been automated and is running in the background. I'm still overseeing that, still doing some real estate stuff, but my focus has shifted to building my YouTube channel with the goal of building that following to millions one day, and in turn, building a nonprofit that helps millions, eventually, millions of people. I want to go into impoverished areas of the world. I want to help hurting people build schools, churches, children's homes, help single mothers, help people need, you know, that are just help people in general that are in a bind. I want to help people with this financial independence that I have. And I want to help you guys. And hopefully you've learned and been motivated by this podcast in the past. But the update on this end is that I will be changing the name of this podcast. It will continue to be me as the host, but I will be changing the name, and it will be more mindset and goal-oriented type content and less specifically real estate investing. I've got a fabulous interview coming up very shortly with a man who's built a business that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. By my math, just under $1 billion. And by my math, he will be a billionaire very shortly. But I just flew out to LA and had a conversation with him in his home that is my favorite interview of any interview I've ever done. And I think you're going to get massive value out of it. So stick around for that. That's going to be coming up here in the next week or two. But I wanted to hit this real quick. Hopefully this provides value and motivates you. So let's dive in to the book, The One Thing, in my notes. Okay, my first bullet point is you can only excel in a field if you're willing to master the skills. You can only excel in a field if you're willing to master the skills. So let's take my goal of building a very successful YouTube channel. What skills do I need to master? Well, I need to master the content creation skills. So then the question is, do I hire an editor? Do I hire a videographer? Or do I learn those things myself? Right? So what is your goal, and what are the skills you need to master? You know, the second thing in building a YouTube channel would be publish schedule. How often do I want to publish? Who's editing? Who's filming? And then it's the content, right? It's the content's most important, but it's what kind of content are we going to make? What's the storyline going to be? What's the pacing? What's the narrative? These kind of things. So you got to figure out the skills you got to master in the field that you're going into to become great at the thing you want to accomplish. Second bullet point, choose one thing and focus your energy on being phenomenal there. We all know this, right? This is intuitive, but it's also difficult to consistently do. You know, extreme examples are always easy examples, but obviously Michael Jordan comes to mind, right? The guy wanted basketball more than anything else. Kobe Bryant's another one. He wanted to be great at basketball more than anything else. So they devoted all of their energy and all of their time to getting as good at every part of basketball as they could. Like I think about Jordan when he came into the NBA, He was a phenomenal offensive player. He was getting pushed around by the Detroit Pistons, and he decided to devote himself to getting stronger. So he started lifting and working out more, trying to put on more muscle, more weight, so he wouldn't get thrown around so much, and also decided to develop his defensive game. He ended up becoming an all-defensive player multiple times. Kobe Bryant saw Michael Jordan. He wanted to be the greatest, so he studied Michael Jordan. He called Michael Jordan in the middle of the night. He devoted himself to being at the gym before everybody else and being at the gym after everybody else. And there was some player on his team that was complaining about not getting the ball enough. And Kobe told the guy, if I outwork you and I outpractice you, why would I pass you the ball? You know, and it's a fair point. You know, if you want to be the best, you want to be the best at what you're doing, you got to focus your energy on that one thing and be phenomenal at that. Point number three, one essential thing can bring you the results you seek with the one most important thing. All right, let me reread that. One essential thing can bring you the results you seek with the one thing. So what one essential thing is the step to getting to your big goal? What's your one essential step? Let's say you're wanting to build a passive income, or let's say you're wanting to build a real estate business. Passive is kind of an interesting word because it's not really passive, right? You've got to manage it even if you hire other people. Let's say you're wanting to build a real estate investing business to reach financial independence, but you have no properties. What's the one essential thing that can bring you results towards this one goal? Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to start learning how to buy a property, right? You got to buy your first deal. Or you may be five deals in and you're trying to figure out how to get to 10 deals. Well, maybe you need to learn how to buy and manage the rehab and acquisition of more properties at once. What's the essential thing that will bring you the results you need? All right, number four. The journey to attaining success you desire in your work or personal life begins with just one thing. We look at the big goal, the elephant, and we're like, how do we eat this elephant? You eat it one bite at a time, one spoon at a time, right? All right, point number five. Going small means doing what you should and blocking out all the rest. Sometimes you got to go small, you got to get granular to be able to accomplish big things. So don't forget to zoom in and see what the little things you need to be doing to reach this big goal are. All right, next, find your top priority and follow through. That one goes in with the last one. Figure out what the most important thing you can be doing to accomplish traction on your goal and focus on that. All right, next we got, beware of any obstacles capable of throwing you off the path of success. Like, there's nothing wrong with sitting down and thinking and identifying what the big obstacles that are going to derail you from this goal are. Sharpen the axe. Take some time to sit and think about the things that are going to derail you from reaching this goal, and figure out how to strategize around making those things irrelevant or ineffective. All right, next, prioritize tasks. Prioritize one thing and stay focused. The ability to prioritize tasks is a common thread with a lot of successful entrepreneurs, and you have to develop this muscle as you build your business or work towards your goal. Prioritize the things that are most important. And even though something is maybe a piece of the puzzle, it may not be the most important piece. So make sure and prioritize that appropriately. Because if you're doing things that are not the most important things first, you're not going to be getting the traction you want. And this could be the reason you're going slower than you want to go. All right, next. Willpower is delicate and it is in limited supply. Like, protect your willpower, right? We all get worn down by having to make too many decisions. We get decision fatigue, right? So protect your willpower. Prioritize your most important task when your willpower is the highest. For me, that's first thing in the morning. First thing every day, I get up, I get my kids to school, and I head to the gym because that's one of the most important pieces of my day is my health. So I head to the gym, I lift, do cardio, do sauna, come home, do cold water for 3 minutes, I do cold shower or cold bath. And then I get in the office and I try to work on my most important one thing first in my day because my willpower is highest at that point. If I try to work on it last thing in the day, I'm so tired. I'm just like, I don't have the energy for it. Next bullet point, choose your focus and abandon the rest. Choose your focus and abandon the rest. Back to the Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan thing. They wanted basketball. They abandoned the other stuff. Jordan got diverted from basketball once he'd won championships and went after baseball and things like that. But he came back to basketball because, you know, he was too competitive. He couldn't stay away from it. He was too good. So figure out your one thing and abandon the rest. Don't limit yourself to small things. Big success starts with big thinking. Don't limit your success. Sorry, let me start over on that. Don't limit yourself to small things. Big success starts with big thinking. This is huge. I don't know how many people I've talked to that have complained about their income or something of a similar nature, and you're like, well, you got in that line. You know, you can't complain about the fact that you're making X doing X if you got in line to do that type of work and knew that was your income potential. If you want to make more income, you're going to have to change something about that scenario and the income will follow. So don't limit yourself to small things. And it's not about income, but you know, if you're wanting to build a YouTube channel that has millions of subscribers, you may not want to focus on growing, you know, a specific type of tomatoes only found in Tennessee, right? That's not going to have the audience that you want. So align your dreams with the benchmarks for success and don't be surprised when you reach them, right? All right, next bullet point. Include a challenge and a deadline in your question. All right, so my example of building my content channel would be, how do I get my new content type recorded and episodes out in the next 30 days? So give yourself a deadline and a date and a quantity. How do I get one new episode out in the next 30 days? So include a challenge and a deadline in your question. Next bullet point, ask yourself what the one thing is that you want the most. Now we've hit on this before, but this was just a point they kept hammering and I kept taking notes on it. Ask yourself what the one thing is you want the most. If you want to be the world's best basketball player, is your time well spent out bowling? You may enjoy bowling. That's fine. But until you're the world's best basketball player, is bowling a really good option for you? And if it is, you got to ask yourself how much you really want to be the world's best basketball player, right? Because that is diverting your attention. All right, next bullet point. You must deconstruct the big picture of what you want to achieve in the future into a detailed step-by-step plan that maps out your journey from a present day to a distant future deadline. It could be 10, 20, or 50 years in the future. What's important is you will know the one thing you're supposed to do at each stage until you finish painting the big picture. So I'll summarize that again real quick. You must deconstruct the big picture of what you want to achieve in the future into a detailed step-by-step plan that maps out your journey. You can do this 10, 20, 50 years in the future. And what's important is you'll know the one thing you're supposed to do at each stage until you finish painting the big picture. And you bring this back all the way from 50 years out to today. So this gives you a roadmap. This makes your dream an executable plan. And this plan will likely change, right? You're not going to have everything exactly mapped out, but you're going to have a rough draft. You're going to have a roadmap. Okay, next bullet point, writing down your goals and detailing them from 50 years all the way to the present day is an excellent way to track down the one thing you need to be doing every moment. So write down your goals, detail them from 50 years to present day, and this is going to give you a way to track down the one thing you need to be doing every day, every moment. Next bullet point, the most productive life isn't the busiest life. I know that's nailing some of you out there. Let me repeat, the most productive life isn't the busiest life. How many of you right now are on the hamster wheel and you're just busy? I mean, every moment of every day is monopolized by stuff to do. Now ask yourself, am I living my most productive life? If the answer is no, then what do you need to change? Like, sit down and write out three things you need to change in your life to make your life more productive, because we're about being productive, not being busy, right? We can all be busy moving rocks from one pile to the next, but that's not being productive, right? All right, the next bullet point. The secret of achievement is not working more hours, but working more effectively with the hours you have. So this ties into the last bullet point. We're not about working more hours. We're about being more effective with the hours we work. Ask yourself, would I feel comfortable working 1 hour, but producing, you know, 1,000 widgets, which is my goal. My one thing, my goal is to produce as many widgets as possible. Or would I rather work 10 hours and produce 1,000 widgets? Well, the obvious choice is I'd rather work 1 hour and produce 1,000 widgets. Well, that very simplified example applies to your life. Like, there's a way to simplify some of the things you're doing where you can be just as productive, but work less hours. Be more effective with your time. That's the goal. Because that provides more balance in your life where you're not stretched too thin and you don't burn out. All right, next bullet point. This one's huge for me, especially. Build a bunker, a place where you can't be disturbed. Build a bunker, a place where you can't be disturbed. So I'm an extrovert, and I'm notorious for wanting to be involved in everything and be hanging out with people, and I don't want to miss anything, right? So I have to carve out some time for myself to be by myself and work with focus and no distraction. And that allows me to get the most work done. Right now, this morning I got up at right around 5 a.m. and I came in here and started working because no one's awake. It's dark outside and I have silence and I can get stuff done. And that's what led me to crank this episode out. So this is a great example of building a bunker, a place where you can't be disturbed. Next bullet point. We've got three left. So thanks for hanging with me. Hope this is providing a lot of value for you. Before I forget, if you enjoy these podcast episodes and you've been with me for a while, you could do me a huge favor by giving me a rating on this podcast. Drop me a 5-star if you feel like it's worth it and leave me a review, and I will be forever indebted to you and I will keep cranking out stuff for you. So thank you for that. All right. Next bullet point. We've hit this multiple times, but we're going to hit it again on the way out. Dedicate 100% of your attention to your one thing. So I had to sit down within the last week and really say, what is my one thing? Well, my one thing is building a massively impactful nonprofit. How do I do that? I build a YouTube channel that reaches millions, has millions of subscribers, and produces a lot of ad revenue. And I get those subscribers involved in the nonprofit work, which helps tons of hurting people. That's my one thing. So I have to map my actions towards that goal. I want all of you to be involved in that, by the way. All of you, please go over and find the YouTube channel, Josiah Smelser. Subscribe to that channel and follow along with the content. I'm about to drop this episode with this gentleman that I interviewed in LA. That's coming out. The video is coming out of me interviewing him in his home. I think you're going to really love that. I don't want you to miss the video of that. Go subscribe and track along with the channel as it grows. You can be there. I'm on my way to 1,000 subscribers over there right now. I just started that less than 9 months ago, and it's growing fast. We've done over a 10X in growth in less than 12 months. I was at 64 subscribers when I cranked it up, just from stuff that was left over from me just dropping random stuff on there a long, long time ago and then not using it for years. So it's done over a 10X growth in less than a year. So I'm really pumped about that, but I want you to be a part of that. So jump over there, subscribe on YouTube, and track along with me. Leave me comments. Let me know you're there. I'd love to meet all of you. And let's hit these last two bullet points. This is huge. This is a huge one. Move from entrepreneurial to purposeful. I've said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it again. The money won't make you happy. I mean, we find this in the Bible. Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, was given the gift of wisdom from God. He had everything. He had women, money, power, fame. Golden everything in his palace. And he said, it's all meaningless. It's all meaningless. The only thing that means anything is your relationship with God. So move from entrepreneurial to purposeful. Live a purpose-driven life. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? It's okay to need to make more money because you're trying to accomplish a great purpose, right? Nothing wrong with that. I have zero problem with you making $100 million a year. I really don't. As long as your purpose is right. But if you're making $100 million a year so you can feel like you're awesome, so people will like you, so you can be popular and have power, like that's an idol. That's not going to be good for your spirit. And that's not good for humanity. So move from entrepreneurial to purposeful. I'm giving that challenge to myself as well, because that's what I'm trying to do, is be purposeful with what I'm doing and less entrepreneurial. So use my entrepreneurial gifts for my purpose, which is to glorify God through showing love to other people. Last bullet point, and thanks for sticking with me on this. Here it is. Ensure the people around you support your goals and give you all the positive energy you need to focus on the one thing. This is huge. Surround yourself with an audience of people, friends, family, co-workers to the best of your ability. You can't really control that sometimes, but surround yourself with the people that are going to support your goals and give you all the positive energy you need to focus on the one thing. Now, I was listening to Gary Vee recently, and he mentioned something about this, which I thought was really powerful. He said, you know, if somebody is a Debbie Downer to you every time you're around them, let's say they're a family member even, you don't have to cut that family member out of your life, right? You don't cut them out of your life. You just limit the amount of time you're hanging around them, right? Maybe if it's your mom, you go from calling her every day to calling her once a week, or, you know, whatever amount of time around that person that you can still have to have a relationship with them, but also not let them be dragging you down and stalling you out towards your one thing. You have to curate the environment that you surround yourself with. And this is something that's been a challenge for me, cutting out negative people, cutting out negativity, and surrounding myself with positivity. Because again, I like to be involved with everything and be around everyone. And I try to be friends with everyone and assume the best of people when I meet them. And, you know, I got to curate my own environment. So that wraps up my bullet points. I want to end this podcast episode with a prayer for all of you. Those of you who have been tracking along here for years, like, let me tell you, thank you again. I hope this podcast has helped you in every way possible. And I want to pray for you guys. God, we love you. We give you glory for who you are. We thank you for making us and making this world. Lord, I just want to lift the listeners of this podcast up. I want to ask that you bless them all. I want to ask that you help those of the listeners here who are sick. I ask for healing for them. I want to ask for blessings on them as they pursue a purposeful life. I want to ask that you fill their hearts with your love and you fill their hearts with purpose and direction. I want to ask that each one of these people has a deep and meaningful relationship with you. Through Jesus, we pray this. Amen. Love you guys. Catch you next time.